We're talking to Jason Frazier, the president of the Mobridge Rodeo Association. Jason, great things are happening right now out at the rodeo grounds. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, there's quite some big changes are going on out at the rodeo grounds. We removed the old crow's nests and chutes that have been there for, well, actually, we really can't find out the exact dates and how long they've been there and who actually put them in. I've asked some of the older boys around town, and they kind of don't remember. They all kind of say that it's been there since they've been a child. So we removed that. Now we're going back. We're starting to grade the dirt now to get ready for all new chutes and all new crow's nests with four gold buckle seating suites in each one. On top of the crow's nest, along with the center media center where all of our video board guys will go, our music director and timers and things like that. It'll be all in an enclosed area, all watertight and things like that. So if we do end up getting a rain like we've had in the last couple of years, it seems like we get a little rain during the four. So that'll help that tremendously. But also the suites on each side of that center media area, there'll be two suites, which we will sell again like we have. If anybody's familiar with our rodeo gala that happens in February, we will be selling them again. But rather than two per night next year for the rodeo, we'll have four per night to sell. Hopefully it'll entice some people to come out, maybe some different people that want that experience above the chutes to be able to look down into the chutes, see what the cowboys are doing in there, and watch all the mayhem that really happens behind the chutes. It's quite a sight. It's a crazy thing to see. And then also, along with that, you know, we've done our grandstand a few years ago. We've done the concrete in the area out there. So we're constantly doing improvements out there. Dakota Community Bank had stepped up and gave us a larger donation to get this crow's nest and chute gates started. So we took him up on his offer, and he offered a large portion of a donation to get us going. And so we should have her up and running here definitely by the 4th next year. Hopefully by the time the snow falls this year, we'll be done. You know, we're hoping that the weather will cooperate with us and we can move forward with it.